According to a 2012 study commissioned by the state of New York, 33,000 full-time workers, including trainers, breeders, track workers, hay farmers, and other affiliated industries, are supported by the equine industry in the Empire State. However, at a hearing before the Assembly Committee on Racing and Wagering, industry representatives outlined ways they think the state can improve its support. Jeffrey Canizzo, executive director of the New York State Thoroughbred Breeders, said the gaming revenues from the video lottery terminal facilities in New York have greatly bolstered purses at racetracks and the breeding industry, keeping New York ahead of the pack in the growth in the industry. Canizzo said the number of mares bred in New York over the last 2 years has had double-digit percentage increases, and investments from outside New York are also on the rise. But he said uncertainty in the future of the industry is holding back even stronger growth.
People aren't necessarily diving in with both feet. You know, people are stepping in with one toe at a time here in New York. And I think if there's anything that the state can do to further create protections for our industry and remove some of the uncertainty that's wrapped around the future for our industry, I think you're going to see further economic growth here, and the sky really is the limit.
Joseph Feraldo, president of the Standard Bred Owners of New York, was concerned that the arrival of casinos with New York's recently approved amendment, which will allow up to 7 Las Vegas-style resorts with table games, could divert players and revenues away from VLT facilities that benefit breeding programs.
We have electronic craps at Yonkers. We have Baccarat at Yonkers. I believe they have the same thing down at Resort World. Now, the revenue stream there is going to dry up because now you're going to have a roulette with manned people at a smaller percentage. We don't get any part of that, and it's going to erode or cannibalize on the revenue stream that we currently got.
Rick Violet, president of the New York Thoroughbred Horsemen Association, suggested that with the arrival of casinos and the likelihood that some VLT parlors will apply for casino licenses, the formula for revenues to be dedicated towards breeding should be adjusted.
That revenue stream needs to be followed through. There's a difference between VLTs and slot machines. So there's going to have to be an adjustment and a further continuation of that revenue. Absent those real commitments, it's very tough for people to come into New York State because you just don't know when the plug's going to be pulled out of the pool.
Assembly Committee member Jim Tedisco, a Republican of the 112th District, which includes a large portion of Saratoga County, an area known for horse racing as well as industry-supportive farmland, said he'd be willing to take a look at making adjustments to the state's support system in the future.
I don't know exactly what the formula would look like or what the revenue would look like. That's something that we've got to shake out as we put these table games together, and we haven't even found the places yet or the size or the dimensions. We know there's probably going to be more revenue, and what I'm supporting is an expansion of some of that revenue, keeping this tourism industry expanding. That was the point of VLTs, and providing more funding for education and for the farming industry.
At the hearing, attendees also expressed concerns over the lack of state funding for racehorse retirement, the lack of a state law preventing the transport of horses for slaughter, doping and illegal drugs in the racing industry, and other concerns. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.